Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. Congratulations to all the believers upon the auspicious event, the birth of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, this 13th of Rajab. In order to talk about Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, we have invited Sheikh Muhammad Hussain to the talk show, so let's go ahead and start our discussion. Sheikh Muhammad Hussain, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Walaikum salam, Saeed. Thank you for inviting me for this special occasion. And I'm honored and privileged to be part of this talk show.
Jazakallah, thank you so much for taking time out, coming and joining us on the Islamic Pulse talk show. We wanted to talk about the 13th of Rajab. Again, it is the day of the auspicious birth of the commander of the faithful, Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And so again, as a Shia, this is one of the great Eids, along with, of course, the upcoming 27th of Rajab, Bi'that Eid, which we have as well. But talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam, and I know it's a vast ocean of knowledge and wisdom, but if you could please endow us with some enlightenment. Bismillah, in the name of Allah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So again, congratulations to all of the mu'mineen and mu'minat, all of the believers, on this auspicious occasion, which is the birth of our first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this is really a grand occasion, not just for the Shias, but for all of the believers, because this was a personality who learned everything that he knew from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet which we all honor and respect and we all believe in.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, after the demise of the Holy Prophet, as we know, we have different beliefs among the Muslims today. But we won't dwell too much on those beliefs because we want to celebrate the life of this great personality. And I even think, which I know that our brothers, they also regard Imam Ali alayhi salam in high regards and they respect him.
Yes.
They may not accept the fact that he was appointed directly after the death of the Holy Prophet, but for whatever reason, they consider him the fourth caliph and they respect his words and his wisdom.
Yes.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, coincidentally or not, was born in the month of Rajab. Right. What an honor for anyone.
A sacred month, a holy month.
To be born in this wonderful month. And just on a side note, I would like to encourage myself, you there, Saeed, and the wonderful viewers. The blessed month of Ramadan is fastly approaching, and what an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to be alive for another year, to be at his banquet, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
So, Imam Ali alayhi salam born on the 13th of the month of Rajab, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Where because the month of Rajab is known as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
With so many narrations and so many amal and du'as that we have prescribed to perform in this month to gather our blessings. This great personality was born in the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, we can't deny that. No one denies that. Where was he born?
Right.
He was born in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can deny that.
Right.
And he was the only one to be born in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have other narrations that another companion of the Holy Prophet was born there, but this is a weak narration that we don't accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserved the right for the mother of Ali alayhi salam, Fatima bin Asad, to go into the Kaaba. The wall broke. We all know the story. I won't go into it. But he was born in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Rajab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Rajab.
Amazing.
Now, we have a personality here, as we said before, who the narrations describe as a baby following the milk of the mother.
Mm-hmm. Of a camel, yeah, a baby camel
exactly.
Following the mother camel.
Exactly.
It's interesting because I'm sorry to interject, but if you look at the natural world, it's interesting. Even the examples that are given in the traditions and in the Holy Quran, you find that there's a very beautiful precision and accuracy within them, right? So when he talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Surah Ankabut, right? And he gives the examples. It's a very thought out, planned, meticulous, you know, it's not just alaki, as they say in Farsi. Yeah. It's not just mere saying. So a baby camel literally is chaspide, is stuck. It clings to its mother. Yeah. And so this example of I used to, you know, Imam Ali says, I used to follow the Holy Prophet like a baby camel follows its mother, is very profound, because you will not find them distance from themselves. So yeah, please go ahead. Sorry.
So you have the, as we were saying, this holy personality that was born in the month of Rajab, born in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, used to follow the Prophet wherever he went. He fought all of the battles with the Holy Prophet, except one, I think it was the Battle of Tabuk.
Right.
So you have a man who was, you know, so inseparable, or inseparable, right, from the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Now, we look at the riwayah and the narrations about Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we become astonished and amazed. But I always like to go back to the words of the Holy Quran. Why? Because this is a book that no one can dispute. Even though they say that the Shias have their own book, which is obviously false, the words of the Holy Quran, all Muslims across the board can agree with.
Right.
And there are so many verses. The commentators and the mufassirin of the Holy Quran, they, when they do their commentary on so many verses, they say it points back to none other than Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now today I selected just two verses because I know we don't have that much time. But one verse that really stood out for me was this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Subhanallah. And from amongst the people,
yes,
there are those who sell themselves for what? The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Now the commentators, Sunni, Shia, Ismaili, Zaidi, whatever, you, across the board,
yes,
they said that this verse refers to the night when Imam Ali alayhi salam slept in the bed of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him.
When the tribes of the Quraysh wanted to assassinate and murder the Holy Prophet.
Exactly. And this story is so ajeeb and weird that we if we try to analyze it, what this Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the love that he had for the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and the love that he had for Islam,
right,
when the Holy Prophet asked him to sleep in his bed, without any hesitation, he just said, would you be safe?
Right. It's amazing. He didn't say, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to happen to me,
exactly,
what's going to happen to this. No. His only concern was, will you be saved?
Exactly.
Allahu Akbar.
So this is, you know, and this is when this holy verse was revealed. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَى. Who sell themselves, يَشْرَهُ نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَى. For the love and the pleasure and the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay?
Amazing.
So this is one verse. Now, as we said, there are other verses. But these two stood out. The second one being the verse of what we say, Mubahila.
Right.
Okay, when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he went to debate with these Christians of Najran. We all know the story.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this verse. Now let's analyze this holy verse and see the fazilat and the high level and maqam of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Sure.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَمَنْ حَاجَكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Okay? So when they come to you, O Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, they come to you with an argument. What do you do? You bring who? أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ. Let them bring their sons, and you bring your sons. Now, let's stop here for 1 second.
Yes.
In the riwayah and the traditions, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, brought two young boys.
Right.
They were called Imam Hassan wa Imam Hussein.
Right. The daughters of Fatima Zahra.
Okay, but who were they the sons of, Sayyid? Mm-hmm. Who were they the sons
of? They were apparently the sons of Fatima Zahra.
Okay, but
here the Quran says something different.
Okay, they were the sons of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha, and who?
Imam Ali.
Ahsant.
Ahsant, okay. I didn't pick that up.
They were the sons of? Okay. Now the verse continues. Wanisa'ana, Wanisa'a, Kum. And who the Holy Prophet brought? For the Nisa?
Yes, Lady Fatima Zahra.
Okay, who was Lady Fatima the wife of?
Of Imam Ali.
Imam Ali alayhi salam. You see where I'm going? Okay, the sons are really important, but the sons, they learn and they are the reflection of their
father.
The wife, she stands for the principles of her
husband.
Then the verse continues, Wa anfusana wa an fusakum. The Holy Prophet, he led these personalities himself, and at the end of the line was himself as well. Who was himself?
Imam Ali.
Imam Ali alayhi salam. The sons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the wife of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the Prophet's self, which is Imam Ali alayhi salam. So these two verses that I just quoted, they really, you know, they give us the understanding of who this person was. This was not an ordinary person.
Right.
And we see the fazilat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. People accuse us of worshipping Imam Ali alayhi salam. A'udhu billah. We do not worship Imam Ali alayhi salam. But we understand that there's a difference between Khalafat and Imamat.
And Imamat, yes.
Okay, if you want to say that he was the fourth caliph, okay, no problem. He was the fourth caliph. First there was Abu Bakr, Usman, Umar, and then Imam Ali alayhi salam, radiyallahu an.
Right.
R.A. May Allah be pleased with him.
R.A.
Why would Allah, may Allah be pleased with him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was already pleased with him.
According to the verse of
according
the Quran.
According to the verse, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِ نَفْسَهُ.
Allah has already razi.
Got the razi long time. Finished, tamam sharaf. So, okay, they say that he's the fourth caliph. But we say no.
He's the first divinely appointed imam.
Oh, so.
And the successor of
these are in
any.
All of the sahih books. Sahih Sitta, Kafi. All of the books. فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَى وَهَذَا
أَلِيُّ الْمَوْلَى
أَلِيُّ الْمَوْلَى. So where is the denial? Where is the hypocrisy? Okay, right. People will come with many different arguments about this, but it is clear. Right. For whosoever I am the leader, this Ali alayhi salam
is the leader.
Is the leader as well. Today is the birthday of that personality, and we don't want to get carried away with too many niceties, but we have to say it as it is, Saeed.
Right.
We have to say it, and we have to say who this person was and who this person represented and his connections to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. His connections to Lady Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha, and his connections to the 11 that came after him.
Right.
This is not a small matter in the religion of Islam.
Right.
The person who dies without knowing his Imam, dies what?
The death of Jahiliyyah.
Death of Jahiliyyah. Our 12th Imam today is in occultation, and he's the grandson of this personality. Nurun ala nur. They're all from one light.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. So, I have a lot of things to say on my mind about Imam Ali alayhi salam, but as I said, I don't want to get carried away. So if you have any other questions concerning this topic or something that you would like to share with the viewers,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, I would rather to get your points,
okay,
than my own. There are certain qualities about Imam Ali, of course, that stand out. His devotion and his loyalty to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his faithfulness, his loyalty to him, right? So, for example, in the in the wars, of course, where they were victorious, That's not a big deal, right? Yes. But for example, Uhud, he was one of the handful of people who remained on the battlefield to protect and safeguard the Prophet, while everybody else said that, you know, we were running towards the hills, yeah. Right? So his faithfulness, his loyalty to the Holy Prophet is one of his beautiful qualities, in my opinion. Of course, his supplications, which we see later on, for example, Dua Kumal, just one of the things. His eloquence, right, which it can be seen in Nahjul Balagha, of course, in the sermons and the letters of Amirul Mu'mineen. His courage in the battlefield, right, where nobody can say that he fled or he turned his back on the enemy, mm-hmm. right? He always head on towards the enemy. These and his justice, of course, right? Yes. In a lot of places we say that, or we hear or we read, that it was because of his immaculate justice, mm-hmm. his divine justice, that eventually led to his martyrdom. Those are just a few things that were on the top of my head.
Yeah, definitely. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, his position in Islam, not just in the madhab of the Ja'fari school of thought, but in Islam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, even to today, a lot of his sayings,
right.
they are used by even non-Muslims. They
right.
they take his sayings and some of his quotes. I remember the General Secretary of the United Nations, Kofi Annan. He also always used this quote. You know, either someone is your brother in faith
right.
or in humanity. Okay, and this was one of the famous quotes by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he has so many quotes that people use a lot of time, and sometimes they don't even give him the credit for it. You know, they would put someone else's name behind it, but. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, we can speak about this personality for hours on end,
right.
because he was someone who learned, and he said it. He said, "Ask me before you lose me,"
right?
Because I am one who learned 1,000 babs of knowledge from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him.
1,000 chapters, 1,000 doors of knowledge,
and each door had another 1,000 doors inside of it. Subhanallah. Yeah.
He was, according to some, the most perfect living miracle of the Holy Prophet.
Of the Holy Prophet.
So one is the Quran, which is, you know, is the written physical book. But this Imam Ali, or let's go ahead, Lady Fatima Zahra, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, they were the living, breathing miracles. Mm-hmm. These models created by the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him. For humanity,
definitely, and one of the fazilat was that they had ismat, they were ma'soom, they were sinless, and I would just like to clear up a certain topic for those that are looking that accuse, or they of the belief that the Shias they worship these personalities. Obviously not. We Shias we believe in Tawheed. This is the first of our usuluddin and of our foundations of religion.
Right.
But when we go to these holy shrines and these holy tombs and we seek that tawassul and that intercession, is because of the maqam and the level of these personalities.
Yes.
When you have someone who in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this standing, it's easier to go to them and ask for their intercession on your behalf. Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that we are praying towards them. We don't pray towards these personalities.
Right.
They were creations, they were human beings, but they had a certain level higher than us who are sinners.
Right. Right.
So some people accuse us, the Wahhabis and these other denominations, they accuse the Shia of shirk and polytheism, and saying that, you know, we worship these personalities and we pray at the shrines, okay? But in other schools of thought, these principles and these narrations are also quoted. Okay, if you look at the Masjid al-Nabi, the burial site of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, we see that Muslims from all sects and all walks of life go to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and ask for intercession.
Right.
So is this shirk as well? No, this is not shirk. This is the best creation, this is the rahmatul alameen, this is the mercy of mankind that we are going towards and asking on our behalf to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for our wants and needs. Mm-hmm. So just to clear that fact up, that when we see people in Najaf, in the holy city of Najaf in Iraq, mourning and crying and beseeching towards this holy personality, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is because we understand
right.
his position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the levels and the miracles that he performed and is still performing to today, because he may have left this world, but don't think of those who are dead and who are slain in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as as dead. Nay, they are alive. They are alive, receiving the rizq and the sustenance from Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. So, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was killed in the way of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. All of the imams, until the 12th one who is still alive, were shaheed, and he will be shaheed as well. And the first Imam Ali alayhi salam, was martyred by the accursed, may Allah's everlasting curse be upon Ibn Muljim, who struck the holy head of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Today we are discussing the birthday, so I won't get into the musibat. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, on that wretched day when he was struck by Ibn Muljim, may Allah's curse be upon him, he offered Ibn Muljim a glass of milk. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, yes. His killer.
His killer. Okay, so okay, in history side, I want one example. If you can think of it, or the viewers, they can leave in the comments. Does this show have comments?
Yeah.
Okay, they can leave in the comments. Where in history do we see that someone was struck or shot or stabbed? Or if that is too much. Someone in history was done the slightest form of
oppression, injustice,
and they reacted in this way. So is this an ordinary human being? We can see just by this action, this is not an ordinary human being. Some say he's the fourth. Okay, no problem. But look at his life and look at the three before him.
Is there a comparison?
Qabil muqayasenis, according to the Persian speakers, is not even comparable. Okay? And this is just in history. This is nothing from our own sayings, our own bias. This is just history. You can just read the history books. Okay?
Yeah.
Look at his actions. Look at his akhlaq. Look at the way he observed his salah. Was he converted to Islam? Okay. So look at the other personalities. I'm not going to call names.
He said, Imam Ali said, I have never bowed my head down in front of idols.
Ahsan.
Which perhaps is something that we can't say for other people, pre-Islamic era.
Yeah, they can find out for themselves.
But Imam Ali said, I have never bowed down my head in front of an idol.
Yeah.
So, Sheikh Muhammad Hussain, I don't know, I think I need to, I know you had somewhere to go as well, so I don't want to continue the talk show any more than that. We do want to thank you. We appreciate your time, taking time out and discussing this esteemed and holy personality of Islam, a personality which across the board can be used as a role model for every single Muslim, despite their denominational sect. And again, congratulations to you on the 13th of Rajab and the Walada, the birth of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And dear viewers, again, thank you for joining us on the Islamic Pulse talk show, where we were talking about the 13th of Rajab, excuse me, and the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Ali, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. That's all from us. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wherever you are.